When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
720 WGN, another beautiful day in the city of Chicago, and the migration that took place over the weekend. You might not be aware of how many birds were flying overhead, but Annette Prince is. She is the director of Chicago Bird Collision Monitors Group, and it was your tweet that I saw that made me stop and look up. 16 million flew over Illinois over the past weekend?
We are in the peak of migration. There's up to, for all of North America, can be as many as 400 million birds moving on a single evening.
And so, Annette, what birds are migrating through and around Chicago right now?
Well, we're starting to see the beginnings of birds that are coming from as far away as Central America and South America. Up until now, we were getting a lot of birds that were the first to arrive from parts of the southern United States. But now we're getting things like scarlet tanagers and indigo buntings and many of the little warbler species that have traveled thousands of miles to get here, all the way from a whole other continent.
And is bird flu an issue this year? Like, you know, last year I think they were advising, maybe it was a year before because time is slipping by too quickly for me, but, you know, when they were saying, hey, don't put out feeders, don't spread disease, what is the status now?
I think the highest concern for bird flu remains with waterfowl, passerines and the small migratory birds that we're talking about passing through in the millions are not as susceptible. They don't live in large flocks where the disease spreads among them. We certainly during the winter found some birds that might have had indications of bird flu, but that was among ducks, geese, some of the larger waterfowl. Any bird could potentially have bird flu, but the concern is not that high for the smaller migratory birds.
And how many do you think will be passing through the Chicago area this weekend?
Over the weekend? Well, you know, they're predicting birds moving through, well, just through Chicago, it'll be in the hundreds of thousands. I mean, we're talking about millions that are across the entire North America, so they'll be tens of thousands of birds moving through large flocks that are traveling at night over our heads where we can barely know they're coming through. But they say that sometimes it's so heavy, it's like a carpet of birds overhead.
Interesting. So where are we with the policy change? Tell everyone what you would like to see happen in the city of Chicago, and then you can update us on where we are now.
Well, we would like to make a start on saying that new buildings, a good majority of new buildings designs, be required to be bird friendly. We already have existing buildings that are killing tens of thousands of birds, and we know that's a major challenge to retrofit those buildings, make them safer, if not the entire building, the critical areas. But we feel that if going forward, the city of Chicago mandates that new buildings will put requirements that are easily achievable, they're affordable, they can be attractive and in no way impede the appearance of a building. We think if those new buildings going forward are required to be bird-friendly, we at least won't be adding to the problem, because every year that we delay making requirements for bird-friendly buildings, hundreds of new buildings go up that for the life of that building will continue to kill birds. So we need to start off with at least stopping the continued development that will have dangerous features to them. And we worked with the city for over 8 years to develop the guidelines and the reasonable measures that could be applied to anything from a residential building to a commercial project. And we think that they're something that other cities like Skokie and Evanston in New York have adopted required ordinances that just say that these buildings, at least we can protect birds by making new buildings safe for them.
And Chicago Department of Planning and Development Deputy Commissioner said that the proposed policy update is available for public comment until May 15th. That means anyone and everyone can voice their opinion?
Yes, we want people to write in and say that adding extra points value to bird-friendly doesn't help if no one chooses those points to earn 300% more points of 30% of nothing, if no one chooses it, is still nothing. And we really feel that extra points that people aren't going to elect are not as valuable, and it's something as critical as whether something lives or dies shouldn't be an optional frosting on the cake. It really should be something that that should be required, because it's fundamental to protecting the lives of these birds that we need to protect for our healthy environment.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, that whole point system. I was not familiar with it until I was reading into it. So where can people go to voice their support?
Well, they can certainly go to the Department of Planning and Development's webpage and give their comments. They can write letters to the mayor to see if the administration will do something to prioritize this. We want to see this as being something that Chicago will be proud of protecting birds, since we rank as the city that poses the greatest threat to migratory birds. We feel Chicago should be taking the greatest level of protection for migratory birds, so that we can enjoy the buildings that the architecture we enjoy can be safe, and the birds that we both enjoy and value for their importance in nature can be protected. And I think we can do both and give these birds safer passages, as we've done in the past with our light reduction. I think that building guidelines should be required, because they're too important to be just optional.
Well, thank you for joining us, Annette. By the way, how many birds did you rescue in the past week?
Well, today was a very busy day. The weather conditions were highly favorable. We had more than 100 birds today that we recovered downtown. And we've been steadily picking about somewhere between 50 and 100 birds every day. It's really building to the peak, the spring migration, which comes in May, when everyone is trying to rush from their southern wintering grounds up to where they're trying to set up their families and breed for the summer up in the northern parts of the United States and Canada.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome. It's a privilege to talk about it and have people give their opinions to say that everyone in the city values these birds, and we want to protect them.
Absolutely. You should follow them on X at Chicago Bird Collision Monitors Group.